It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I engaged in an adult consensual affair with another man.
You're an idiot.
No, he's not. He's being honest. Hey. I'm hungry.
I don't like spam.
Didn't ask you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 877-365 protein bar.
Something in your mouth?
3636. Yeah, that protein bar.
That stuff is great.
God. It works, though.
Sure.
Tides me over. It really does me over.
That's the important
thing. All right, here's the deal. We got the Hollywood hot sheet coming up here.
Yeah.
We're
going
to, you know, I just wanted to get a little palate cleanser. Want a little sherbet after the jumble. A
sorbet, you know, perhaps?
I just wanted to have a tiny bit of sorbet before we get to our next challenge, which will be the ice cream balance challenge.
First the sorbet, then the ice cream.
That should be interesting, and that leads us into Think Fast, which is a game of skill and precision thinking.
Mm-hmm. But is it?
And then the Mentos challenge. They're all challenges, you know.
Of course. Yes.
You know, I think I use challenge as much as Beth Ann uses 2008.
That's all right.
The Mentos, how did she put it? The Mentos Diet Coke Harvest.
Harvest, yes.
I am looking forward to that. That will be outside. And Beth Ann, can you come to the studio, please? Because I want to see how we're going to do this ice cream balance challenge.
Oh, Beth Ann.
Whether we're going to do it inside or out of doors.
In of doors or out of doors?
Because really, I'm thinking, even though this is a larger studio than we have ever been in.
That's true.
Doing this thing out of doors is, will that be the way to do it, probably?
I think so.
I think we have to go outside. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a quick Hollywood update from Buzz Burbank. Then we're going to dash outside real quick, and we're going to do the ice cream challenge. That sound good to you?
Yeah.
Got the ice cream ready?
Got it.
Is
Fat
it
guy's
softening?
Ready?
Yeah, they're ready.
Okay, very
they're
good.
They're eating.
And softening is not good.
No.
Softening,
well,
bad.
Well, I have plastic
spoons that are weak.
So they'll break.
What brand of ice cream is that?
That's Lee's.
She is so cheap.
She makes me look like a
Rockefeller. Now, this is not coming out of your own pocket, correct?
I mean, today.
Well, okay. In that case, I give you a pass. But you do, even if it comes from the company money, you spend money like seriously, you're Sumner Redstone's niece.
She's parsimonious.
it's astonishing.
It's for a bit, Mike. Does it matter whether it's Breyers or Lee's ice cream?
Well, no. It's just, but, you know, Rob and I, we appreciate a good dairy-based product.
This show,
I'll make sure to get you two ice cream.
We're not going to eat ice cream. Rob's on his diet today.
Shut up, Rob.
Okay, get out of here.
Okay.
She's in work mode, guys. Leave her alone.
The show's about quality.
Let's get right to it. The Hollywood hot sheet today. Oh, my God. I know what it was. It was the Diet Coke. Okay?
Yes.
We got five fat guys, and we only have one extra 2-liter bottle in case something goes wrong with those bottles. Now, I would have had, like, double that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
We're watching the pennies.
Beth Ann Redstone, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course.
Let's get our Hollywood hot sheet from Buzz
Burbank. Two of them she brought from home.
Yeah, they're half full.
Rip. Rip Torn is not a sex predator.
That's good. Drink it, Hank. Drink it. I'll step on your neck and run in that good ear.
That good ear, yes. Cincinnati City Councilman Chris Monzel.
I hit a taxi.
Yeah, this actually overlaps with that story. Cincinnati City Councilman has apologized to Rip Torn for using the actor's drunken driving arrest mugshot. You remember that? Hey, if you don't remember, let me just flip
it's
this
good picture.
Computer screen
that.
Around because he looks so good. Here, that's actor Rip Torn.
I mean, he took a trip downtown very quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, not that he was ever, you know, a handsome, pretty boy actor, but at least on the Larry Sanders Show, he was somewhat presentable. I've seen him in TV shows since that, and he's not looking too strong.
Yeah, he does 30 Rock, doesn't he, Buzz? Have a recurring role in 30 Rock?
Yeah, he's been on there a couple of times.
He plays the big mogul on 30 Rock. I think the chairman of the board on 30 Rock. That's what he does.
Jack Donaghy.
Towards the end of the Larry Sanders Show, they were really dyeing his hair. Do you remember it was almost purple?
Mm-hmm. Same on this one, and yes. He's not looking good. So what's happened to our friend Rip Torn?
The Cincinnati Inquirer said that the ad that they ran last year about sexual predators was designed to spotlight the city councilman's efforts to keep the predators off the street. The ad used Rip Torn's 2006 mugshot to show a generic sexual criminal merely placing a black bar over his eyes to conceal his identity.
I was hit by a taxi.
But people recognized Rip Torn in spite of the black mask.
What a great name, though. Probably one of the greatest names in the history of celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rip Torn.
Real name, you think?
No, I don't think so. Don't think so.
Probably not. Anyway, the city councilman in Cincinnati has apologized to Mr. Torn and the public at large.
Mr. Torn. Paging Mr. Torn. Mr. Torn.
Katherine Heigl, the blonde babe on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, and she was in Knocked Up, too.
Yeah, and she got an Emmy nomination last year. Actually won for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama.
And she was in that movie Bitchy Dresses, too.
Well, speaking of bitchy, she's asked that she not be considered for an Emmy this year, and here's why. Not because she won last year and she wants others to win. No. She says the writing wasn't good enough on the show for her to win.
That's kind of prissy, isn't it?
And a little. That's not exactly the word I was looking for, but
that's kind of a C-word, isn't it?
Doesn't she have to go back and work with those people at some point?
I have some advice for her.
Shut the hell up!
So she's taking herself out of the running, which has been done before.
Right.
I think
usually a
Candace Bergen did it. I think Murphy Brown pulled herself out.
Bill Cosby did it as well.
Right, and she pulled herself out of the running, and then. She's blaming the writers, though, for
right.
it. She's saying, I'm pulling myself out because I had crappy writing.
Right, exactly.
That's bitchly cow corn.
It certainly is.
You know bitchly what? Cow corn, Rob!
She's not pretty enough to be that way.
No. You know, she's like the poor man's Charlize Theron.
Yeah, and this just in, Mike.
Yes.
Rip Torn was born Elmore Rule Torn Jr. in Temple, Texas. Rip is a family name.
Cool.
So, in essence, it is his real name.
That makes it even more cool.
It does.
I like that.
So do you think George Clooney and Sarah Larson broke up because he didn't like her artificial implants, didn't like the boob job?
I'd say that's a possibility. It would strike me that the man that we're all in man love with, George Clooney, probably likes his women 100% natural.
A purist, perhaps.
I would think so. I mean, he's George Clooney. Gets anything he wants. He shouldn't have plastic.
Wouldn't it be awesome to be able to be that way?
Oh, it'd be cool. But you know,
good
Rob.
Lord.
Where do we start?
I know. Jesus. You can't. There is no beginning.
Where do Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara start on that equation? To become George Clooney.
Uh-huh.
First, change our name to Rip.
Keep working out.
Rip O'Mara.
Wow. In Touch Weekly has the story. They've talked to actually friends of the former Vegas cocktail waitress that Clooney has just broken up with. The friend says George really didn't want her to get the boob job. As for the breakup, it appears that George let the press do the dirty work. The source adds they had a huge fight. He left the house. Sarah read in the media that they'd broken up and freaked out because George hadn't told her anything.
Oh, is he that? You know what? He's really revered as an actor.
And
you know, what is the old
generally.
Adage? Men want to be like him and women
want to
be with him.
Right. Yeah.
But I've heard that is his rap. That is, you know, when it comes to relationships, he is a bit of a hump. Mm-hmm. And he will pull a move like this. But he's George Clooney. What the hell?
She's not that fantastic.
No, she's kind of slutty looking, actually.
Yeah, she was a roadie.
That's not a bad thing, though.
No,
anything wrong with that.
She followed the band Fish for years.
Right.
And also, she, I think, was a Fear Factor contestant.
And I like, but what I like that Clooney does is he doesn't go for A-list. I think that's a brilliant move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You keep him on the C and the D-list, right. And then when you do this, it's like, this is a one-day news, this is one news cycle.
Yeah, oh yeah, tomorrow we move on.
You will not hear her name again. Somehow, that gives me satisfaction.
She's no longer a person.
Yeah.
That's why I never dated famous women.
You never dated A-listers, Rob,
Thank
and
you,
I always admired you for that.
We all did.
Me, though, you know, always.
Oh, I know. Sharon Stone won't leave you alone.
It started with the Landers sisters.
Years ago.
Wonderful time.
Years and years. Angelina Jolie says pregnancy makes sex better. Are you surprised to hear that from Angelina Jolie?
You know, I get that, they call it that left-wing publication, Vanity Fair magazine.
Right.
And, God, she still manages to, I mean, H-O-T.
Oh, yeah.
Pregnant, not pregnant. Dirty, clean, I don't care. Tattooed, untattooed. She
covered with pit.
She is the most guilty, as far as I'm concerned, of being hot. She really, really is.
Then savor this quote from Entertainment Weekly in which she speaks of her pregnancy by saying, it's great for your sex life. It just makes you a lot more creative, so you have fun. And as a woman, you're just so round and full. End quote. I knew you'd enjoy that.
Wow, thank you, Buzz.
I agree.
Wow.
Clay Aiken wants more babies.
Wow. Boy, there I was. You just love to lift us up and bring us back down again,
I'm
don't
slapping you?
What
around?
Does he want to do with them?
That's a good question. Also in Touch Weekly, Clay Aiken's baby is due in August. He and his baby mama, 50-year-old producer James Foster, that's a woman.
Makes little difference. That as governor, I am gay.
Exactly. They plan to conceive again for a second time in March.
I am a gay American.
A so-called source says, and I quote, Clay and James are committed to having at least two children.
I suck so much.
thank you, Clay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, dear. Oprah Winfrey is topping the Celebrity 100 list. Yesterday, we told you who's not on Forbes Celebrity 100. This year, we find out who is. This is interesting. I mean, you sort of expect Oprah to be at the top of the list.
This is a power list, but it really is a money list, right? Forbes magazine
is... It's like power times money.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much do they say Oprah's worth right now? She's worth like
$275 million a year.
$1 million. Hello, Oprah.
And there's been a lot of talk lately that her empire and her influence are on the wane, but obviously if she's still making that kind of dough and still topping the list, that is not the case.
Yeah, and they're making hay by saying that. You say that about Oprah, you're going to sell some magazines. That's all that's about.
Coming up in the final, Buzz, did Americans spend
their... I'm a gay American.
Sorry, Buzz.
Did Americans spend their rebate checks the right way? I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, let's check the microphones outside and see who's standing by. Now, do we have Joe or Matt or someone standing by out in the WJFK parking lot in scenic, beautiful Fairfax, Virginia?
Come in parking
lot. Hello, come in parking lot. Obviously not.
No.
I guess no one did a mic check to see if they work outside.
I'm sure. No, the mic check will work because the microphone is installed.
You want to start again?
No. Let's just go to commercial.
Good for you.
No, we're not going to go to commercial. We're going to do this now because we don't have time to do everything.
We didn't need a mic check because the mics are installed here. They just simply need to turn them on. But I don't think there's anyone to turn them on. Here's Beth Ann.
Beth Ann, why don't you enlighten me and tell me what's going on here on the best prepared show that we've ever done, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I think it sounds great. It sounds really good.
What's going on?
Hello.
Yes, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Joe. Are you outside?
Hi. I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Joe can't hear us.
I know.
It's working great.
We've got to like go walk outside.
Okay.
Do I have a wireless that I could walk down the hallway with while we're going outside?
I'll go get you one.
There we go.
Joe, do you hear us?
Yes, I do now.
How have you been?
Whoop.
Hey, Joe, are our fat guys outside?
No, they're not yet.
Oh, they're not either. Okay, so they're not ready to go. We might want to tell them to get outside so we can do this. Did I not say we were going to do this right after the Hollywood
right
hot
sheet? Right after the Hollywood hot sheet, we were going to go to the fat guys.
We were going to go outside. That's what we're playing. I
like
hearing the echo.
Echo.
That's fun. Hello, Fairfax.
Hello, Fairfax.
Joe, are you playing with the monitor level right now as we're speaking to you?
Yeah, well, now I'm out in the parking lot, so it's not going to feedback so much.
Oh, rats. I wish you were close to it so we could do that.
We enjoyed that.
Beautiful day for an ice cream challenge, isn't
it, Joe? I can get closer.
This is one. Hello.
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 I'm your father. Beth Ann.
That ruined it.
She's your echo.
Beth Ann, I need a microphone so we can go outside.
Yeah, they're in the studio, Mike.
The microphones are in the studio.
All you have to do is find them.
All right, let's have the treasure hunt for the microphones right now. Jesus Christ, come on.
Oh, look, they're in boxes and everything.
Are they, like, ready to go?
They should be in the pouches.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
They're ready to go. Just turn them on.
All we have to do is get them out of their containers and turn them on.
All right, now they won't work in here, right, Rob?
It might work spotty.
Probably not. It's generally not until
in the studio they go dead.
A few feet out of the studio.
All right, I'm going to walk down the hallway, Buzz, tell us a little bit about the Buzz Babes as I head down the hall.
Oh, I'm happy to do that because although we have many applicants, five of the babes will be here tomorrow to join us for our Happy Hour Friday or BYOB Friday, and we're really looking forward to that. I'm excited. The women are excited, and you can still sign up the Mike O'Mara Show.com.
Yes, Mike.
Can you hear me, Buzz?
I can hear you.
I barely can hear you because I'm out of earshot, but I'm going outside. Continue with the Buzz Babes, and I'm almost at the parking lot.
I'll talk louder. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're gonna have the contestants here tomorrow along with plenty of alcohol and fun, and join us then. Also,
for the happy hour,
BDK will be in the studio also, so that's the X factor that means anything can happen.
Very good. Okay. Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
How's this sound? It sounds like it's popping a little bit. Is it okay?
No, it sounds great, Mike.
Very good. I'm out in the WJFK parking lot. We are getting ready for the ice cream challenge. And incidentally, Anthony, no better way to maintain one's health when you're 400 pounds than having a nice cigarette. That's a good idea. How you feeling, brother?
Feeling good.
Very good. We're out here with all our contestants. We're going to play the ice cream challenge.
Mike.
And yes, Rob.
Buzz is on the way.
Rob, are you joining us out here?
As soon as someone comes to grab the controls, yes.
Very good. Buzz is on his way down here. And Beth Ann, we need the ice cream. And guys, let me tell you the way this is going to work. It's the ice cream challenge. You're each going to get a pint of vanilla ice cream. You're going to stand on one leg. You're going to eat the ice cream. We're expecting that most of you will not finish the ice cream before you lose your balance. If you successfully Finish your ice cream without losing your balance. You will be the winner if nobody else does the same thing. In the event that there are one, two, or three of you that maintain your balance, then it's who finishes their ice cream the fastest. That's how it works. Are you feeling confident, Chris?
Yes, I am.
And are you feeling confident? Is it?
Mike.
Mike, are you feeling confident?
Absolutely.
Very good. Anthony, we talked to you before. Psycho, what do you think?
I got this one.
All right. You know what? Really, seriously, I wish we had a there's one prize I wish we had as a backup here. I wish we had an effing beard trimmer. That is for sure. Now, when did you decide just to say, I'm not going to trim this. I'm going to hide my face behind these long, like Zen Buddha-like hairs?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Very, very good. We're
very excited.
He has
a weird beard line. Look at his there. Chin.
Now, I noticed that the parking lot is on a slight slope here at WJFK.
Easy.
Excuse me. It's always that with you. But I would ask all of our gentlemen right now to find a comfortable place where you want to participate in the ice cream challenge. You're not sitting down, Anthony. You have to stand up to do it.
Remember, if you sit, you must stand.
Very good. Hi, Shondell. Purple is your color.
Every color is your color.
Where is the effing ice cream? All right, let's get going. Give the guys the ice cream. Come on. God.
Everybody gets Lee's ice
cream.
Always a
challenge.
I'm aging today. All right. All right, guys, open up the ice cream.
They have their plastic spoons.
Now, we will not. Now, to get comfortable, because this has to be,
and their pints
you will
of
only
ice
have
cream.
One chance to lift that leg up and begin the challenge. All right? We've got Chris, we've got Mike, Psycho, and Anthony. We're all ready to go. Are you guys in the spot you want to be in?
No knocking into each other.
You can't bump into each other. Yeah, separate
out
a little bit. It's a very good idea.
Yeah, somebody could get hurt.
Separate just a wee bit, all right? And on the count of three, begin. One, two, three, go!
And they're off.
They're off. We're seeing if they can... And we're seeing how...
If he touches that car, he's disqualified.
Seem to have a problem. Michael seems to be the clear winner so far.
The parking deck
there's
shape?
A lot of hopping going on.
There is a lot of hopping.
Anthony, I'm looking at all the guys. A lot of dancing, and Michael is not moving. He said, "Oh, Chris is out of the competition." Chris,
what a loser!
It's left to Michael and Psycho and Anthony, and Anthony's doing a pretty damn good job. I'm very surprised, and it seems Psycho's not going to make it. He's hopping a little bit, and now Michael is beginning to hop. This could be a photo finish. Oh, and now Psycho's out of the competition. Step aside. Enjoy the ice cream, but step aside. It's coming down to Michael and Anthony. Anthony is our leader with 5 points, and he seems to be doing well for a big man. God, he's the heaviest guy, 389 pounds, and he's doing very well, keeping that foot barely above the surface.
Watch
beginning
the feet,
to hop,
guys.
Eating the ice cream. We're seeing what's happening now. They're enjoying. They seem to be enjoying the ice cream as well. And I believe the entire parking deck is beginning.
Oh!
Anthony hits the ground. I'm sorry. And that means, Michael, you are our champion. How did you do? That was zen-like, man.
Yeah.
You just kept your balance at the beginning. Have you done this before?
I love ice cream.
Anthony, I got to hand it to you. I mean, if there was like a runner-up prize right now and you could get points for being runner-up, 389 pounds, and you maintained your balance by hopping.
Good I time. Was continuously eating, though.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's okay. Did you think? Now, is that a slam at your fellow competitors?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he took the easy way out. He caught me, though, but it was good. I'm going to be all right.
Okay, very good. Catch your breath.
It was a strategic choice.
Anthony, I swear to God, I do not do CPR on men.
That was
I will not be doing
hopping.
That. That was amazing. All right, gentlemen, congratulations. Catch your breath. Go inside. Beth-Ann, are we recycling the ice cream?
Do you want some?
No, I don't. I can't. I'm on a diet, damn it. Landfill, do you want some ice cream? Sure. That's a positive. Hi, BDK. Thanks for inviting us to that party last night. A-hole. All right, let's go back inside. Is somebody there to play the commercials, Beth-Ann, if
I
break from out here?
If you want, hit the music,
all right,
Katie.
When we come back, we've got one more competition. It's the Think Fast competition, and then we will culminate with the Mentos Challenge. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.